And now, for your listening pleasure.
Kubler-Ross laid out the stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. There's more, according to grief experts, but for today, I want to stick with her five. Hello there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. And I know that I've been talking about having laryngitis. Actually, I have bronchitis. I got diagnosed yesterday. So this has been a fun week for me, but that's okay. I'm here. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And if you need some life coaching, you can find me at my website, heal.me/Carol L. Sanek. Well, I'm almost at the 5-year mark of my husband's passing. You know, and it just lines up. It just happened to line up with the fifth stage. It just happened, and I can't explain it. But I made the trip to Italy as a single woman with a friend. I came home as a different woman, and I knew I had hit acceptance. I can clearly remember the depression stage. It was last Christmas Eve when I did not care if I stayed alive. I would never have done anything to hurt myself. It was just the day I hit bottom. I just did not care. I would say it lasted quite a while. I made bad decisions. I did not do work I had said I would do. My health was in jeopardy. I was scared. I walked into my doctor's office one day and she said to me, "Carol, I'm really worried about you." I answered, "I'm really worried about me." That was the day I began to take Prozac daily. At 2 weeks in, I saw and felt anxiety leave me, and it took depression with it. I don't know why I waited so long. Maybe I was just tired of feeling like crap. You know, grief is not linear. You know that. We all know that. None of us reach the five stages at the same point in our journey. I thought about acceptance long and hard. I did not want to accept his death at first. I thought I was dishonoring him, but no, I was not. I would be dishonoring myself if I did not hit this stage. I can look back at our memories and smile more, but what I truly know is this. He's gone. There's nothing I can do about it. But I can say I love him still. I can say I'm so grateful we met and that he loved me, the crazy redheaded mess I can be. When I hit acceptance, I knew there was no going back to the other stages. And it's okay. He would want me to be here. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone, and I have bronchitis. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.